Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just a moment ago, Bryn goes, "Oh my God, you gotta see the sunrise. Gotta go see it.
It's gorgeous."
Yeah. And so I run to the front of the house, the east side of the house. And it's beautiful. The sky is lightning and there's some low clouds right on the horizon. So if you can do it.
There's a lot of pink.
A lot of pink. Beautiful. It's like pink and like a kind of an orangey gray. Oh, it's gorgeous. Good morning and welcome to Friday. I just am so happy to be here, quite frankly. Just. Could I be happier that it's Friday? I think not, my friends.
I'm glad everybody got the nice sky. I thought I was the way that story was going, I thought it was only going to be in Millbrae.
Oh, right. Oh, paradise.
I expected you to walk out and go, "Hey,
there's nothing going on here." Apparently, they paint the sky in Millbrae and that's it.
The sunrise over Millbrae is exquisite.
Yes. Yeah. I would think that if you're on, like, well, I guess if you're heading east on the Bay Bridge, you're on the lower deck, maybe you can't see it as much. But I would just think people in the city right now and people on the east side of the peninsula, that's got to be nice. It's beautiful. We just all live on this planet together. It's too bad we can't all figure out ways to just see the commonality that we all have. As opposed to, I think this. Well, you're an a-hole for thinking that. Now I'm going to kill you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I was kidding, but those people are out there. You know.
Today should be slightly cooler than yesterday.
Thank God. Yesterday was so hot.
Yesterday was hot. It was 78 upstairs at my house at, I don't know, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to turn that AC on to let it keep up with the cool.
Luckily, things were cooling down faster than normal than, like, say, a summer day. So I got all the windows open, and it came down 5 degrees in an hour.
Yeah, it's true. When the sun goes down, the warmth comes out of the air.
So, no, I'm not ready to turn the AC on yet.
No, I set it for 72. I'm like, keep up with the cool house. You can do it. You can do it. My new room has the closest vent to the actual AC unit. And so when it's 12 degrees in there, it's still like 75 in the rest of the house.
How's it going in there?
It's so great. I love it. It's all blacked out. It's like living in a tomb. It's
sleeping
fantastic.
Sleeping alone is for you.
I love it. I can't wait. I'm still waiting on my Sleep Number mattress. The mattress I'm on is okay. It's fine. I'm sleeping, you know.
But well, it's weird though. It still gives you a Sleep Number though, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't that nuts? It just knows. It knows how I do. But I can't. I just can't wait for that thing to show up. I'm so excited. Dial it up.
Yeah, I know.
Dial it up to 30, baby.
You got your own little situation. I have had that actually for a while and have bounced back and forth between the two rooms. But I am currently in my own room as well.
Yeah. Even on the weekends, he's like, "You could just go sleep in the bedroom." I'm like, you know. Happy.
I feel guilty
freezing
about
cold.
That.
You know, yeah.
Good for you.
I do think he's lonely. It's a huge room. He sleeps alone in a huge room in a huge bed. Poor thing.
But he actually asked, you can sleep with me on the weekends, right? He said
But
that.
You know, it doesn't, it won't work. It's just not, it's not, we're much more likely to snore on the weekend because we're much more likely to have been drinking.
Right.
You know, he still goes to bed far later than me, so now he's going to wake me up, and then I'm going to want to listen to my book, so I'm going to have to put my little head nuggets in. I just forget it. I'm not, I love that guy. He went and got an hour and a half massage last night.
Nice.
I know. So I'm dying to find out how that was. And if maybe my job was done for me this weekend, find out. You never know.
Shut up.
You never know.
An hour and a half?
I know. He was like, he goes, I love massages, but I also hate massages because I know there's only, because usually they're an hour, right? And he's like, I can't relax at first, so it takes me a half hour to relax. And then for the rest of the half hour, the next half hour, I'm like, it's going to end any minute. Yeah. It's going to end. No, I don't want it to end. Don't end. Don't end. Yeah. He was saying he thinks an hour and a half is a good, that's a good one. Like, get half an hour to relax, and then he can lose himself in the
whatever
in the
works for him is good. But I don't know how take it? A massage. Well, I mean, I could, look, there's. Could I take it? Yeah. Do I want that? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I couldn't take it.
The question is for the massage therapist who looks... John is not a huge man.
No.
And here's a massage therapist looking at him going, how am I going to break this up into an hour and a half? Yeah. Like,
they
I guess
must
I'll
have
do the
tricks,
whole body
right?
four times. Like, what? How do right. they...
Well, usually you tell people where to concentrate. Like, John loves his feet rubbed. So I'm sure she spent a solid half hour on those feet of his.
Oh, man.
And then he has this one spot on his back that he really wants.
Don't shake your head at that, whoever you are.
Oh,
the feet are hard to do.
The feet are, you know, you got to get it just right.
Mm-hmm. It takes effort.
I used to put that effort in.
An hour easily.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
You can do
Thai massages especially.
Is that the one where they walk on you?
Yeah, they do.
Those can hurt you. You can get hurt during those.
Well, they know what they're doing.
They hurt
because the one lady ruined my leg. I still have a sore spot.
Maybe some don't, but the ones that I've had.
Maybe she's just too heavy to be walking on me.
It's good for my pressure points. I could take that all day. It's super pleasurable.
Yeah, I just don't. I have like just an issue with someone doing that personal of work, like touching my body. I know Vinny's got some tickle issues, but I'm more like, I get super bored with it. Like, okay, enough. All right, fine. I'm all set. Like, I'm done. Great. Like, it's been 12 minutes. I'm out.
Part of it, like the trend towards and the term is what? Self-care? Right?
Yes. Yeah.
I just don't think, like, John thought of that. He went, you know what I want? I want a massage. And you know what I want? I want an hour and a half massage. And I'm going to pick up the phone, make an appointment. I don't ever think that. Never, ever.
90 minutes. Yeah, 90 minutes.
It's not even that I like called and they said, oh, we don't have a time that fits your... I never think of it. It doesn't even occur to me.
Right.
I think of taking a shower.
Oh, that feels great.
I call that self-care.
Absolutely.
I don't want to show up and have you go, dude, you
stink.
Stanky. What's your deal?
No.
So I shower. I like to keep my toenails and fingernails trimmed. There's some
self-care. I feel like that's self-care too.
Oh, my God. Speaking of.
What?
So I have a dermatologist. Okay, here's some self-care. I have a dermatologist appointment today because I have to get skin checks regularly because of my extreme exposure to the sun as a young person when sunscreen was not a thing or it didn't work.
Or you forgot.
Well, it burned my eyes. I always would put it on my face. It would burn my eyes, and I'd stop using it. So anyway, I got to go to the dermatologist fairly regularly for skin checks. So I have an appointment today. So yesterday, I go, I got to get this nail polish off my toes. My three-year-old painted my toes and my surrounding feet.
Sure. It gets everywhere. It's true. Nails are bigger than you think, I guess.
So I'm looking everywhere. We have no toenail polish. I have to go in and get my skin checked today with toenail polish on because we don't have the remover. I looked everywhere in this house. How do you not have that? I live with three girls.
Have no idea how you don't. You know, let me ask you something.
Because
these days, I don't buy a bottle of nail polish remover anymore. I buy this little pot. It's about 2.5 inches. It has a screw top. Big. It looks like a little canister. and you it has a sponge in it, and it's filled with the remover, and you put your finger into the sponge and swirl it. There's a cut in the sponge, and you swirl it around. Now, I don't know how that works on feet. I assume you could just take a tissue and dab up some of the stuff, but maybe you do have it, and you just don't realize it?
I don't. I asked. I looked.
Oh, you, okay. You were thorough.
No, I mean, I don't want to go in there with pink toes, but I'm going to go in there with pink sparkly toes.
Nah, it'll be fine. They'll probably think it's delightful. Look at you, tough guy, Mr. Vinny, tough guy. And then you pull off all your clothes and she's like, oh, sparkle toes.
I have
That's
sparkle
adorable.
Toes.
Adorable.
It's not cool. I'm really bummed.
Twinkle toes. We're just going to call you twinkle toes.
Maybe
from
I'll stop on the way.
Yeah, you could.
I gotta
and sit in your car and do toenail remover. That should be that'll be fun.
Oh,
that'll
man.
Be. I can picture that whole thing. That'll
in
be
in the parking lot. Taking okay. Well,
don't spill
I'm
it.
Go
your brand new orange
it,
truck. You know.
I didn't get the orange truck. I told you that.
Yeah, I
actually
I just,
changed
I,
the order.
But it doesn't matter. I'm always going to picture you in an orange truck.
Hey, I thought it seemed pretty cool.
Like, listen, I'm down with the orange truck. I think it sounds great.
Kind of like
is
a
beautiful.
Toy, you know, like. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be neat.
Yep. But you
all
wound
of a sudden,
up going with
I'm
going
to lose my license because I'm driving around in a truck that says, hello, police, I'm speeding.
Or it might say, oh, my God, I'm at little toes. And they'll be like, that's so cute. Let it go. It's like a toy. Oh, my God, you're adorable. Can't get over it.
Okay, you just went too far.
Did I? So today, good luck with your dermatology. I'll tell you what I'm worried about is being on time to the movie theater.
Oh, look at us all getting out.
I know. I'm going to a movie tonight.
What are you
going
to see? Are you going to go see the Doctor Strange?
No.
Come
Keep
on.
Guessing. Keep guessing. What else could I be going to see?
You know, he won't guess.
He won't guess it. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh, my God. Is Pirates of the Caribbean back in theaters?
That is not one of my favorite
They're giving
things
it another money grab due to all the publicity and the God, I just never stopped talking about Pirates of the Caribbean in that trial.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot yesterday about that. And just like a Disney exec took the stand and a former manager of his took the stand. It was good.
Oh, you going to tell us?
Yeah, I'll tell you
okay,
later.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to go see Downton Abbey, which I think
you
this
already
I'm
saw
so
that.
No. There's a new movie. It's out today.
Oh God!
So my friend Maki and I we're going to go to the movies together, and then weirdly the guys can't go. They're going to be golfing, so they're going to meet us for dinner.
We don't hear about Maki much anymore. How's she doing?
Good. You know, we didn't hang with a lot of people during the pandemic because you know how we all had our little bubbles and
right.
And
she wasn't
early.
In it.
Well, no, she wasn't because her kid goes to. God, I think he goes to Ohio State, and he got it and came home, like, early on in the pandemic. And so they were sort of out of our bubble from the get-go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know if they had it, because they weren't in the bubble. I wasn't talking to them. So, but we're super psyched to reconnect. You know, the first time I ever saw Downton Abbey, a girlfriend of mine had, like, the DVDs of it or something. We had a girls' weekend in Tahoe, so it was years ago. And there were seven or eight girls, and she pops in that first episode, and we all sat on the couch in Tahoe the rest of the weekend and binged the entire thing.
A little waste of Tahoe, huh?
Total waste of Tahoe, but so awesome. And we're all bonded by it now. So Maki, because she's like, oh, my God, the new movie. Let's go see it. I'm like, you got it. When? Where? Where do I go? I'll sign up for that. Let's do it. So I'm so excited. But I am nervous.
Not bonded by blood.
No.
Bonded by Downton Abbey.
Yep. Downton Abbey. So good.
A lost weekend in Tahoe ended with tears.
And a lifelong friendship.
An unbreakable bond.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Keep going.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, I was just settling in. Twinkle toes. Come on.
Don't call me that.
Oh, you yeah.
Man,
you
named
me. You did
gotta,
it to yourself. This is the guy who thinks he can make up his own nicknames. Come on.
I do. Not make up my own nicknames. I have many, and they're hard earned, including
Vincent
El Campeón del Pueblo.
That's not your nickname. That's,
oh, yes,
that's a name you've given yourself that no one uses but you.
And everyone calls me Vinfro. There's another nickname.
Yep, you made that one up too.
I did Bonnie not. How dare you?
Bonnie.
Well, yeah. Bonnie is our
and
broken
Connie.
Texting machine.
Yeah. Lately, I've been calling you Brinny. I just combined the two of your names, and I'm all. I'm like, well, that covers everybody.
Actually, it kind of doesn't. Because Brinny is actually a nickname.
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
It's true.
Yeah. It's close enough. It's a roundup. It's a roundup.
In fact, when you say Brinny, I think, oh, she's talking to Bryn.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. I'm frequently called.
But if I say Vin, then I'm just, then it's, there's no, how about if I call you guys Binifer?
Let's just call us by our names, yeah?
Yeah, how about we, yeah, it's about really. That?
Oh, okay, let's not have fun. I agree.
Any more shortcuts. Good grief.
I swear to God. It's like the best Friday ever. Well, almost the best Friday ever. I mean, I am excited about it because, you know, Fridays are always good. Down Abbey's going to be awesome. V Hale's on the show today. But
V Hale.
I know, it's crazy. 1 week from today, though. Bottle Rock and long weekend. Like, I love that Bottle Rock goes on the 3-day weekend. So if you did want to go see Pink on Sunday night, no problem. You're off on
right.
Monday.
It's great. It's going to be so nice. I can't wait to formally shake hands with V Hale.
I know.
Good day to madam.
To physically
nice to meet you.
Her. I know. Incredible. It's going to be incredible. And that's so right, really, exactly 1 week from now, I think our show will have just kicked off, right? Don't we usually start at 6 o'clock on mm-hmm. the?
Yep.
So we'll have kicked off our morning show, and I'm sure we'll all be very well rested after a night of not partying after the evening secret show on Thursday.
Bryn, you know, that's always the weird thing about that, those nights, I usually have some kind of stimulant, not cocaine, Sarah.
Oh, that's too
like
bad.
Coffee or a Red Bull or something, and then I'm up for the event.
I know.
And then the event's over and I'm all juiced. And now I go back to my room and go, I'll wait this out.
Yeah.
But you can't help it.
It's tough. We're
up early on Thursday, like it's a whole.
Well, and it's a jazzy thing anyway, right? So there it is, 6 o'clock, and you're about to do a secret show. And I'm telling you something right now. If you can ever go to one of these live secret shows, I've never been in a room with that kind of energy before. Like, these people they're raunchy, they're horny, they're excited to be there. They're so psyched. I mean, they're sitting with a bunch of other super fans. These are super fans of the Secret Show, which is just a dirty, filthy little show. Mm-hmm. And they are, I have never had more fun than at those Secret Shows. They're so, the energy, the give back from the audience is amazing. And it really does just jazz you up. So it's over by 7 and you hang for a minute, but then, you know, that's already past my bedtime. And you're right. It's really difficult to come down, which doesn't mean that because you can't come down, you should stay out longer, because that just continues the high. That's not going to do you any good. You got to sit.
Are you talking to Bryn now specifically?
I'm talking.
Are you talking to me?
Bryn. I am. Yeah. I'm trying to tell Bryn.
There's no, I'm not going out. Don't worry.
Horny. I was thinking. Oh, we had intern Jen, Dirty Bird.
Oh, Dirty Bird's good. Oh, my God. We haven't seen her in so long.
She's
that's
like, hey,
great.
I want to help out, because she always does help out with the questions and the little paper. That
Yeah. Listen, if you've won your way in and you've got a question, it's going to be a fairly small crowd, though, isn't it?
It's
only like maybe 40 to 50 people total.
50 listeners, winners.
Yeah.
Isn't she the one that had a weird crush on Hooman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask her in the secret show. Like, was that just for fun?
Or yeah, was that just right?
Like, honestly, what was that about?
I think she scared Hooman, actually, too. Because
she's
someone, named Dirty Bird for a reason. Like,
yes,
she'll
exactly.
do.
And that's why I'm curious if that was just one of her. Oh, well, that'll be funny.
This will be a bit.
Yeah, there's my bit. I like Hooman. Or did she really want to do something to, like, she would have taken that guy's head clean off.
In the first 10 minutes.
Right.
If you even made it 10 minutes. I mean, I picture Hooman running, screaming, like, I can't handle this. This
right.
is, that's not happening.
I'm looking for lesbians.
Yeah. I think she was open to that, too. So if she could have hooked a friend into it, maybe he would have been a little bit more amenable. anyway, right. 1 week from today, it's on. I'm nervous, but also really excited. It's going to be great.
Don't be nervous.
Well, I'm just nervous because of. I don't want to get anyone sick, and I don't want anyone to get me sick. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of COVID protocols in place, blah, blah, blah.
The event's happening. We're going.
It's on.
It's on.
And then we're heading over to Bottle Rock, so it's a big day. Woo woo. All right, happy Friday, everybody. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.